Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to a particular issue of the fast, and has arisen because of a certain interpretation of a narrative, or can arise. Let me first read out the words of the narrative before you, before I try to explain what the actual background of this narrative is. The words are, the narrative is reported by Aisha رضي الله عنها from the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And it is found in Bukhari. The words are, مَمْ مَاتَ وَعَلَيْهِ سَيَامٌ سَامَ عَنْهُ وَلِيُّهُ, which means if a person dies and there are some fasts which are obligatory upon him, which are mandatory upon him at the time of his death, then one of his heirs should fast on his behalf. Now, this obviously can result in this misconception that if a person has to fast his obligatory fast of Ramadan and he has not been able to fast them and they are due on him, and if he dies, then someone from his heirs should discharge his responsibility by fasting those missed fasts. Now, if all the narratives, all the variants of this narrative are collected and compiled and then analyzed, it comes to the fore that this is absolutely a different narrative. It has a different background. It does not relate to the obligatory fast of the Ramadan, as we all know. It relates to a particular instance of a fast in which a person had actually vowed, or he had pledged to fast if a certain errand of his office or a certain task of his would be fulfilled by the Almighty. So this was primarily a vow, and a fast, obviously a vow is although of an optional nature, but it has to be fulfilled because it's like an oath, and a person is liable to do that. So it was about such a fast which was pledged, which was vowed by a person, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that in that case, someone from him, from his family, should fulfill this responsibility, because a vow is like an oath, and if a person has is not able to fulfill the oath in his own life, then it's like a loan on him, a loan upon him. He must discharge that. It's something like that he must do at all costs. So it must be understood that fasting on behalf of someone is not at all prescribed in the Islamic Sharia. If a person dies and he has the fast of Ramadan due on him, then obviously this is something which he and his Almighty, or his God, is going to deal with him in according to the principles of justice. But as far as this fact is concerned, that is a person liable, or his family liable, to keep the missed fast that he had been liable to, or he had to keep in his own life, then this is not the case. This narrative is not telling us that we need to fast on behalf of our dear departed if he has some fast due on him. As I said, this narrative has a very specific background. It has a very special context, and that is that a person had vowed to keep a certain fast because of pledging before the Almighty that if a certain task of his would be fulfilled, then he would do so. So this was a vow fast. So the fast which related to a vow. And vows obviously become a liability on a person, and he has to discharge it. So one of the ways of discharging is that if he's incapacitated, as for example in the case of death, then someone on his behalf has to do it. So this should absolutely remain clear that this narrative has a very specific background and cannot be generalized to the fast of Ramadan, the obligatory fast of Ramadan, which if a person has to fast, then someone from his behalf can do so. This is absolutely not the case. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات